I would say Garrett will be a pregame decision. So we'll see how he's doing on Sunday morning. Well, first of all, it's preparation during the week. Team meetings every morning, talking about basically the plan, you know, the battle plan. So whether it's first, second down, third down, red area, 2 minute, 4 minute, short yardage, goal line, whatever it is, you're giving the players the plan and what they should expect to see, which is difficult in the first game because you're going against a new staff, you know. So that's part of it. And then once you get to Saturday night and Sunday morning, I just told the players, you know, it's the players' time now. It's time for them to make sure that they're buttoned up on all their assignments. And, you know, it's pro football. It's the National Football League. And we'll give them a message before we hit the field, that's for sure. But it's more about the preparation during the week. Yes. Yeah, for a rookie tight end to come in here and pick up our system, he's done a really good job. He's become a better blocker. He's got a long way to go. He's only a rookie, but he's become a better blocker, and I believe he's improved in the passing game every week. He's an instinctive guy. He's a tough kid. He comes from a tough college football program at the University of Iowa. He was coached well by Kirk Ferentz and Brian Ferentz, He's got a good future, and hopefully it starts on Sunday.
You could be nervous about a rookie starting in that position in your offense, but he seems to not make you feel
that. Yeah, no, not nervous. Yep, not nervous about that.
Is there any characteristics of Gronk? You're exactly the same size.
Yeah, it's you know, that's a tough comparison, Dale, because, again, I don't like going down that road, and I'll tell you why. Here's a guy in Gronk who I coached who – is just a tremendous football player, and he's proven it on the field in New England. Hardworking guy. I know my last year in New England, I think he set records, you know, for touchdown receptions by a tight end and things like that. So, you know, he's done it. Let's wait and see how Fedorowicz does in these games before we start making those comparisons.
But it wouldn't shock you if he turns into that
game. Well, like I was saying to James, I think he's got a chance to be a good player. I really do. I like his toughness. I like the way he practices. I like the way he learns, so he just needs to keep doing what he's doing. We'll probably, at this point in time, we'll rotate the captains between the leaders of the team. We have position leaders, group leaders. We have some guys that will rotate the captains. That's how we'll do it. Yeah, he'll play the bulk of the snaps as the running back. We'll use multiple running backs. You'll see probably all four at some point in time, talking about the tailbacks, and you'll definitely see Prosh in the game. But that includes special teams. But Arian will play the bulk of the snaps at the running back position.
Bill, obviously you guys have your game plan for Sunday, and then yesterday we talked about adjustments. Is that when you really find out if they've taken the grasp of what you taught them
I would say that's one of the ways you look at it. You know, you can – that's right. You get on the sideline and you say, hey, look – instead of this play, we're going to make it this play now. We all set on that, and then you see how they recall that, you know, what their recall is for that play. So that is definitely one of the ways that you would measure their knowledge of where they're at right now of our system. These guys, James, they've worked extremely hard. We just went out there today and had a good mental practice. It looked like the assignments were really sound, and guys knew what they were doing moving around. And now it's just a matter of going out there and playing well on the field. Daniel Manning will play in the game. Yep. Yeah, well, you know, there's another guy. You know what's always interesting to me about these guys, Dale, is that these guys that have played a lot of years in this league, Andre Johnson, Daniel Manning, Jonathan Joseph, Chris Myers, Dwayne Brown, you know, these guys are able to pick up on new systems or new way of doing things pretty quickly. And I think that has a lot to do with their success in the league. You know, they're able to adapt and change and learn, and they're bright guys. So Manning's come in here and had a good week of practice, and and you'll see him in some capacity on the field on Sunday.
Thank you.
Yep.
Good luck.
Yep, thanks.